Brethren were gathered together in Willingen, Germany for the 5th International Convention. And as you have heard, the highlight of the convention this year was that of looking into the faces of our dear brethren, many of whom we never knew even existed. The brethren in Romania, brethren, it was just a few months ago that many brethren were gathered together in Willingen, Germany for the 5th International Convention. And as you have heard, the highlight of the convention this year was that of looking into the faces of our dear brethren, many of whom we never knew even existed. The brethren in Romania, the Ukraine, East Germany, Finland, Denmark. We've all been touched by the detailed reports that have been given, especially of those who traveled to Romania, where there are 2,000 brethren consecrated with the hope of the high calling. We'd like to join together in having a fair amount of the Vesper service that we had there at the International Convention. And perhaps in this way we can all share in the blessings of what it's like sitting in an auditorium with over 600 brethren of various languages, but all devoted and consecrated to God supremely as they sang praises to our Heavenly Father. We're going to have on a fair number of the slides, the hymns in 5 different languages. And this will give you a little bit of a taste of the international, and we'd like you to feel free to sing in whichever one you like. First one is Polish, French, and the third line will always be English, German, and then Greek. So let us join together in singing The Prospect It Is So Transporting. All ye saints to Pisgah's mountain, come view our home beyond the tide. Million will Canaan is before us, soon we'll sing on the other side. Oh, they'll see the white throne of glory and crowns which the saints then shall gain. And all who shall love Christ appearing shall be blessed by his glorious reign. Oh, the prospect it is so transporting, reapers hasten the gathering, we pray. We rejoice in the glory that's promised and the dawn of millennial day. Then springs of life will e'er be flowing, robing the earth in living green. Visions of beauty rise before us when the King and the Saint shall reign. Soon our conflicts and toils will be ended, we'll be tried and tempted no more. And mankind of ages and nations shall be blessed in that triumphant hour. Oh, the prospect it is so transporting, reapers hasten the gathering, we pray. We rejoice in the glory that's promised and the dawn of till salvation's river, gliding from underneath the throne, bearing its life to whomsoever will return to his Father's home. They will walk mid the trees by the rivers with the friends they have loved by their side. They will sing the glad songs of salvation and be ready to follow their guide. Oh, the prospect, it is so transporting. Reapers hasten the gathering, we pray. We rejoice in the glory that's promised and the dawn of millennial day. Yes, it's truly a time that we all so long for, to when the church class will be complete and the blessings will begin to flow to all the families of the earth. But we think of the wonderful blessings that we share even now, the fellowship that we have as a family in the Lord. We share our joys, our sorrows. We endeavor to give comfort and encouragement to one another as we see a heavy heart. And we all share the tender, loving care of our Heavenly Father. Let us use well the privileges we have of giving of our bouquet of flowers to one another on this side the veil. The giving of a bouquet to someone doesn't have to be in big ways. It can even be just with a smile. A smile that can lift the heart, that says, we understand, that tells another, I love you. We'd like to read a quote entitled, A Smile. A smile costs nothing, but oh, it gives so much. It enriches those who receive, without making poorer those who give. It takes but a moment, but the memory of it can last a lifetime. No one is so rich or mighty that he cannot get along without it, and no one is so poor but that he can be made rich by it. A smile creates happiness in the home, at our work, when we meet with our brethren, and it is the countersign of friendship. It brings rest to the weary, cheer to the discouraged, sunshine to the sad, and is nature's best antidote for trouble. Yet it cannot be bought, begged, borrowed, or stolen, for it is something that is of no value to anyone until it is given away. Some people are too troubled to give a smile, so then give them one of yours, as no one needs a smile so much as one who is too weary to give. Truly something we want to remember every day as we endeavor to lay down our lives for one another. A smile costs nothing, but oh, it can mean so much to one in need. Let us join in singing a hymn that expresses these same sentiments. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. and hopes are one, whose kind designs to serve and please through all their actions run. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. Glorious hope revives our courage every day, while each in expectation strives to run the
As we go through each day's experiences, we encounter many varied experiences in each day, some of them blessings, some of them trials. How do we react to them? Our next reading, we trust, will help us to accept them as from our Heavenly Father, designed especially for us. Remember the statement in 1 Kings spoken by the Lord to King Rehoboam? It's short but a strong message. This thing is from me. It was a statement that should bring home to us the blessed fact that everything which concerns us is even of greater concern to our Heavenly Father. Truly, He is interested in our every experience from the standpoint of how it affects our eternal welfare. And He is much more qualified to know what is best for us. And when we can accept this and accept every experience as being permitted for Him, from Him, that truly is victory. When you are forgotten or neglected or purposely set at naught, and you can smile inwardly, glorying in the insult or the oversight, that is victory. When your good is evil spoken of, when your wishes are crossed, your taste offended, or your advice disregarded, your opinions ridiculed, and you can take it all in patient, loving silence, that is victory. When you are content with any food and raiment, any climate and society, any solitude, any interruption, that is victory. When you can bear with any discord, any irregularity, any annoyance, then that is victory. When you can stand face to face with waste, folly, extravagance, spiritual insensibility, and endure it all as Jesus endured it, that is victory. When you never care to refer to yourself in conversation, or to record your own good works, or to seek after commendation, when you can truly love to be unknown, then that is victory. May we strive to remember these few words of prose. It is quite a goal to endeavor to gain. But our Heavenly Father and our Lord have promised to assist us in every way if we but call on Him. The next song is one that reflects this tender care of our Heavenly Father. His constant overruling and concern for every aspect of our life. And it's called His Sheep Am I. And brethren, you may recall we have sung this together in the past. When you have the upper staff on the screen in the chorus, the sisters only sing the upper half, and the brothers sing when there is the staff in the lower half. So the brothers sing an echo, the sisters sing the upper, and when there's just one line, we all sing together in the chorus. Let us join in singing, His Sheep Am I. We all sing on the verses.
In God's green pastures, feeding by His cool waters lie. Soft in the evening walk my Lord and I. All the sheep of His pasture fare so wondrously fine. His sheep am I. In the valley stars green, on the mountain in the evening walk my Lord and I. Dark for night in the valley, away on the mountain by step, my Lord and I. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd, and no want shall I know. He'll guide and comfort me wherever I go. On the mount, in the valley, by His hand He will lead. His sheep am I. In the valley, on the mountain, in the evening walk my Lord and I. In the valley, on the mountain, step by step, my Lord and I. Though I walk in the shadow, veil, no ill shall I fear. Calmly I feel His loving presence near. For His rod and His staff will gently show me the way. My Lord and I. In the valley, on the mountain, step by step, my Lord and I.
In our busy lives, we often become engrossed in our daily, everyday problems, or not being content with our lot in life. Or we might find ourselves being critical of things that truly, if we could reflect on them in the light of eternity, are as nothing. The prophet Job was feeling that way one day. And so God spoke to him through Elihu, who was used of God to bring Job and us to our knees, to bow in humble adoration before our great Creator. We're going to be reading from Job, the 37th and 38th chapters. Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still, and consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know how God controls all nature, and causes the lightning to flash forth from the clouds? Do you understand the balancing of the clouds with wonderful perfection and skill? Can you join him in spreading out the skies? And then God speaks directly to Job. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Do you know how its dimensions were determined? And who did the surveying? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together, and all the angels shouted for joy. Who decreed the boundaries of the seas when they gushed forth from the depths? Who limited their shores and said, thus far, and no farther shall you come. Here shall your proud waves stop. Have you ever commanded the morning to appear, or caused the dawn to rise in the east? Have you ever told the daylight to spread to the ends of the earth? Have you ever robed the dawn in red? Who dug the valleys for the torrents of rain, to cause it to rain on the wilderness, to satisfy the very desolate and barren ground? And then to cause the bud of the tender flower to spring forth? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or seen where hail is made and stored, out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven? Who hath begotten the drops of dew? Who provided for the bird its food when its young ones cry unto God? Hast thou given the horse strength, or clothed his neck with a flowing mane? Wilt thou hunt the prey for the lion, or fill the appetite of the young lions? Does the eagle soar at your command and build its nest on high? Do you know when the mountain goats give birth? Do you watch when the doe bears her little fawn? Gavest thou the goodly wings unto the peacocks? Can you hold back the stars? Can you bind the very sweet influence of the Pleiades? Or loose the bands of Orion? Can you ensure the proper sequence of the seasons? Or can you guide the constellations across the heavens? Do you know the laws of the universe and how the heavens influence the earth? Who has the wisdom to count the clouds? Who can tip over the water jars of the heavens when the dust becomes hard and the clods of earth stick together? Who is wise enough to call all the stars by name? God's voice truly thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. This is our great God, whom we are privileged to know and serve. And yet what we know and what we see is really but a whisper of His voice. So the next time we start to worry or get upset over something that truly is just trifling, insignificant things, or perhaps we may begin feeling a little bit more important than we should, may we try to remember God's beautiful message to Job and bow in humble humility before the Lord. For we are but as a speck of dust compared to the greatness of our God. Let us now sing the beautiful hymn, How Great Thou Art.
Gladly bearing
away my sin. Then sings my soul, my loving God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my loving God, to thee. How great thou art. Shall say, well done, my faithful servant, and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my loving God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my loving God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
In view of what the Lord has done for us, how do we show forth our love and appreciation to Him? Oh, we realize it is in many ways, but one of them is to use the precious commodity which we all have. What would we do if we had a bank that credited $86,400 to our account each morning, but it would carry over no balance to the next day? We could use all we desired during that day, but every evening the bank would cancel whatever amount we failed to use during the day. What would we do? Well, most of us would draw out every cent. But you know, brethren, we have just such a bank. We call it time. Every morning, it credits us with 86,400 seconds to use as we will. Every night, it writes off whatever of this we have failed to invest to good purposes. It carries no balances. Each day it opens a new account with us. If we fail to use the day's deposits, the loss will be ours. There is no going back. Yes, we all have time, so precious little in our lifetime, to show forth the glories of how we love our great God and want to demonstrate it with every moment of every day that we can. May we use the time. May we redeem the time. May we strive each day to find new ways to glorify our Heavenly Father. I love so much the morning resolve that reminds us, the moment we wake, my earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord this day for all His benefits towards me? Are we using the time as the Lord would have us? Let us join in singing together a hymn that reminds us of one of our great responsibilities. Send out thy light and truth, O Lord.
To guide us to thy home. trumpets call. Send out thy truth where it reigns, and cleanse away its crimson stains. Send out thy light and truth, O Lord. Send out thy light and truth, O Lord, and let the beams of day break through the dismal gloom of night and guide men in thy way. Send out thy truth, O speed the hour when all the world shall know its power. Send out thy light, thy light and truth, O Lord.
We'd like to sing now a hymn that is in the form of a blessing called "The Lord Bless and Keep You Forever." We might want to think in terms of envisioning in our mind's eye now one of the brethren who especially are in our thoughts that we'd like to remember before the throne of grace, that the Lord would bless them. Make it a very personal prayer on their behalf. It's a hymn that I don't think most of you have heard, except those who perhaps were at International. So we're going to ask Sister Florence to play it through once, and we'll have the slides and you could see the music. Kind of hum it to yourself, and then we will sing it together.
Our Lord and our God bless. can sever. How we are thankful for His love. Let's sing all together. May our Lord and our God bless and keep you forever.
We'd like to thank Sister Kathy Montague for writing the second and third verse of that hymn. Oh, brethren, we have come to the end of a full day of blessing, hearing the word of the Lord and fellowshipping together. We trust we've all gained many blessings from the services. And so we'd like to end the day and the evening in singing a hymn called Abide With Me, 'Tis Eventide.
Light, the darkness of the